You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Omar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. With me is promoter Frank Warren, manager Sam Jones. Joyce Takam is on. Why Carlos Takam, Frank?
Why not? It's a good fight. The British fans know who he is. He's been over here, and every time he's come over, he's given a very good account of himself. And for Joe, who's only had 12 pro fights, it's a big, big fight for him. And it's a chance for him to go and make a statement and show how they can you compare him to the other guys who fought Takam.
Sam, would you go along with that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Joe could have took an easier fight. Even Frank said you presented an opportunity. Do you want to fight something? Joe said, let's do Takam, and we're all on board with it. And listen, Joe's got to beat these type of opponents if he wants to win a world title. But as I say, could he have took an easier fight? Probably, but it's not in Joe's makeup to take easy fights.
Mm. Frank, would you say now that aside from Tyson Fury, Joe is the number one guy on BT Sport?
Yeah, he's probably up there, isn't he? He's up there. I mean, you've caught me on a bit of a thing there. Yeah, he's up there. It's all about ratings. I'll have to look at the ratings and I'll tell you. That's how you determine who's the number one. It's by what ratings they deliver. But the last fight, him and Daniel, was the highest rated subscription TV show of the year, boxing show.
Mm.
So all those people watched him. So they certainly had their eyeballs on it. So for the both of them. And we'll see on the 24th. But of course he's up there. He's a massive attraction. He's done extremely well as a heavyweight. And as I say, he's only had 12 fights. That's all he's had. And we put a lot, you know, contrary to all this crap that goes down, and Sam knows better than anybody, we went and put our money where our mouth was. We went and bought his contract for a lot of money. Not peanuts, a lot of money, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot.
And that's what we've done. And we went and bought him because we believed. Yeah, we believed him. And everybody keeps banging on about the fight with Daniel. I didn't make that fight. That was ordered by the Boxing Board of Control. That's what happened.
Was that from Richard Schaefer, that contract you're referring to as well?
Yeah.
Ringstar.
Yeah, so Sam, obviously after the Dubois fight, there was a lot of talk about, you know, whether Joe's been pushed enough. From them comments from Frank, where he said he gave him the opportunity to fight Daniel's profile went up, obviously the highest rated television ratings as well, and a subscription, and also he bought the contract from Richard Schaefer and Ringstar. Mm-hmm. Would you say not Frank's done a good job for Joe here?
Of course he's. We've never said anything different. The problem was with Joe, after the fight, we was in a position where Joe's got himself, Frank lobbied for him to be solidified as the number two. He could have fought Usyk, and if he would have went and took another fight, I don't know, if Joe wouldn't have went on
he
and fought,
fight.
He wouldn't have had that position. They wouldn't have that position. So it was no fault. It was just, but the fact is, Joe was just frustrated, as was I, as I'm sure Frank was as well, because he wanted to capitalise on the win that he had.
I want to capitalise on the money I paid out to buy his contract and the win. But more importantly was that, you know, we lobbied very hard to get him in that position. And had he taken another fight, and had the WBO said, right, there will be an interim fight, he would have lost the spot. It would have gone to the guy neck behind him. Mm-hmm. So that was the decision to sit there. And it is what it is now. You know, that Joshua is going to be fighting Usyk. And he will go in at number one. He's now got to keep that position by beating Takam. And as regarding, you know, promoting him, there's been COVID on, for God's sake. You know, we've not had any fans in at shows. I mean, can you imagine what would happen if that fight against Daniel
had a crowd
and Joe had a crowd there? Mm. Then it wouldn't have needed even us going out and promoting it. We sold that out. All the tickets were sold for that fight prior to COVID. It got pushed back, was it, three or four times?
Three times it got pushed back, which was...
It is what it is, but at the end of the day, that's the past. What matters now is he's got a platform. He's fighting at Wembley.
24th of July.
On the 24th of July against a decent opponent. And he's in a spot now after only 12 fights as a mandatory for a world title. That ain't bad going, is it? That's not bad. That's not bad promoting. I mean, he had to go and do the business in the ring, by the way, which he did. But that's not bad. That's not a bad position to be in.
Listen, with the Dubois situation, Frank's promoted him from, and I've always said this, like when, conscious all the start at the start, when me and when it was, a lot of it was bravado at the start. It was with myself and Frank. It was to help push the fight a little bit.
Certainly did.
Yeah, Joe's not a massive talker, and Daniel's not a massive talker. So we pushed that away. Frank's been with Daniel since the beginning. I'm not speaking on your behalf, Frank, but he's been with Daniel from the beginning. Joe came in towards the end. Joe's won the fight, and we are. You can't stop promoting Dubois. I've got no problem with that. I've been a big supporter of Daniel. I just think that Joe won the fight. The ref counted to 10. Daniel saved his career, saved to fight another day. The correct decision. And who knows down the line what will happen? But right now, Joe is where he is, and Joe's going to go on to fight for a world title.
Like, you know, what am I supposed to do? Just say to Daniel Dubois, that's it, it's over. My job is to go, as his promoter, is to go out and find him the right opportunity. And I found him a right opportunity. So these two heavyweights have suddenly are in, one's definitely in a mandatory position, and the other one's nigh on in one, being the interim WBA champion. I think that's called a success story. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But
I think it was more just the timing, wasn't it, Frank? It's the fact that Joe had to wait for his opportunity, and because of the delay of that fight, which is no fault of anybody else, it kind of Daniel's been before. But it is what it is. We are where we are. Joe's got a cracking fight on July the 24th, and we roll on.
The fact of the matter is, he could have fought. That was his choice. He could have fought and forfeited his position. Mm-hmm. That's his choice.
But
you know, and it wouldn't have been a great business decision from him or his management to have changed, to have done it any different. It is what it is.
But it seems like July 24th, we've got a world-class fight on, and we're in a good position here with
Joe. It's gone down really well as well online. You see, everyone's really excited about the fight because it's two guys. Takam doesn't take a backward step, and Joe doesn't take a backward step, so it should be a real barnstormer for the fans.
Frank, what is the situation with tickets for July 24th? How many do you think we can have in?
We've got a new... We won't know until the next... Was it the 12th of July when he...
21st, wasn't it?
21st.
Yeah, Boris 21st. Changes his mind, doesn't he, every
in
day?
The meantime, though, we will sell it as we feel that we will have be able to get at least, you know, we're looking to hopefully get at least 50% in there. That's what we're working towards. But, we're not... There's no oracle. I mean, I thought we were going to do that at the Royal Albert Hall. What can you do?
But, the main point is, come through July 24th, what a fantastic position he is to fight the winner of Joshua Nusik.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And then we can celebrate that and move forward. And then, what a great... in my mind, down the road, wouldn't it be great if they both get themselves interim champions or whatever they become, or they become champions, to get that for Daniel and him to get it on again in a stadium in the next 18 months.
Listen, we're not opposed to that idea. It's just the fact that we sort of, the referee counted it to 10.
He won conclusively.
If Daniel, I've said to Frank before many times, I think Daniel will go on and do great things in it. I've watched him spar the other week. He's a talent. Do you understand? He's a talent. I think Joe's style's all wrong for him. But that's my opinion. But he's a cracking fighter that I believe will go on to win a world heavyweight title. I genuinely believe that.
But at the end of the day, all they can focus on is what they're doing right now. What they're doing right now is taking advantage of the position they're in. And as you say, before we even start being guilty of doing what everybody seems to do all the time, including myself sometimes, this is what's going to happen, that's going to happen. He's got to deal with a tough
fight. Fight by fight, isn't it? It's boxing. Anything can happen, yeah.
But I think the main thing you had the little gripe with was the rematch talk now, all of a sudden.
It was just, I think that...
What do you mean?
That Daniel's side was saying we want a rematch now.
It wasn't so much Daniel's side. I think if you ask Daniel Dubois a question, do you want to fight Joe? He's not going to say no, is he? He's a fighter, is he? He's going to say yes. I just think we're concentrating on
what are they saying about me?
All you need to focus on is the 24th.
Yeah,
whatever
exactly.
Happens after that, because it's all negative, unrealistic stuff.
Absolutely.
So what's happening is he's fighting on the 24th. End of story. If that, whatever happens down the road, will happen down the road.
Well, we're in a good place here. Yeah. Wembley Arena, July 24th. What's happening to Carlos Takam?
He's getting knocked out. Bosh!
On that note, Frank Warren, Joe Joyce, Sam Jones, thank you very much for your time on IFL TV.
Cheers.
Roll on July 24th, in front of fans.
Yeah,
in front of fans.
Exactly.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.